Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick. And apparently some people believe in talking donkeys?
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
Alright, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you know where the fuck we are and how the hell we got here?
Well, we just got done reading Jeremiah chapter 49.
Sure as fuck did.
And we're still in the section where we're going over how God's going to treat all these other countries and stuff and places, mm-hmm. I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And this last chapter, he was going over Ammon and Edom, which Edom sounded a lot like the Israelites when we got to that one. Like he was going to redeem them, and there's going to be like all these things that he talked very similarly to them as he does to the Israelites in the Bible.
Sure.
That was interesting. And then there was just a bunch of other places like Damascus, and I don't remember exactly all the rest of them, but
Damascus,
Canaanite places and things and places and stuff.
I forget what the last one was. The last one, Damascus?
It was one of the very last ones. Yeah, because there was Babylon, I think, and Elam, and
but whatever the last one was, he was like, but you guys could have a remnant too.
Right. Yeah.
I think it was what's it called?
Damascus. I don't remember. It might have been.
I could be wrong.
But it's really just it's all very confusing and mm-hmm. misplaced and
written differently bad. From the rest of the book. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what the F is happening?
Right. So that was Jeremiah chapter 49.
Sure as fuck was.
And that means today we're getting into
Jeremiah chapter 50.
All right, let's do this.
Okie dokie.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, so we are hopping into Jeremiah chapter 50, and a few notes before we actually get started.
Okay.
First of all, these few chapters that we're in are oracles to the other nations, and they were kind of composed as a unit separate from the rest of the book of Jeremiah, and apparently they were their own separate unit.
Okay.
And they are not listed chronologically, but instead are listed geographically. And on top of that, because of the way they are composed, I've not been doing notes as we read them.
Right.
Because they are all one unit. I'm waiting till we finish this unit to do a Q&A over kind of all of the...
And we kind of agreed it would be a bit overwhelming to do them in the midst of these chapters because there's just... It's so misplaced. It's so...
They're lengthy and weird. And yeah, so there's not going to be a Q&A on Saturday.
Right.
And...
In fact, it might be a day off.
Yeah, because... Chapter 51 will come on Monday,
right,
and then we'll do the Q&A over all the nations, that whole unit, and then we'll do, that'll be on Tuesday, I believe,
right,
and then on Wednesday, we'll do our
wrap up
of the entire book of Jeremiah.
Yep, and then Thursday we'll be doing our contradictions.
You're always wrong.
Yeah, that's the
because one. You're always wrong.
All right.
And so I'm not sure what we're doing next Friday. Maybe nothing. We'll see when we get there.
Yeah, I'm playing it by ear.
Yeah. So just doing things a little bit differently and. You know, that's how we roll. We kind of play it by ear and we're kind of loosey goosey and, you know.
Yeah. Yep.
We're just reading this thing and kind of doing what we do.
Right.
Okay. So Jeremiah chapter 50.
Okay.
Okay. We're getting into Babylon now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
The word that the Lord spoke against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet.
Oh, specific. Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, Jeremiah's kind of been missing.
Yeah.
As a reference and most like, of this.
I'm
so
sorry,
far.
Who?
Right.
Who said these? Who? Yeah. And let us also not forget the Chaldeans were a small tribe of astronomer loving guys that got kind of swallowed by Babylon.
Right, right.
So in the book of Jeremiah, the terms Chaldean and Babylonian are used interchangeably.
Right. It's kind of like the Babylonians used the Chaldeans as a tool. And then God was using the Babylonians as a tool, so therefore it was like a chain of tools.
It was like an MLM. It was like a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right. Declare among the nations, proclaim and set up a standard. Proclaim, do not conceal it. Say, Babylon is taken, Bel is shamed, Merodach is broken in pieces, her idols are humiliated. Her images are broken in pieces.
I mean, this has got to be a prophecy, right? Because none of this shit has happened yet. Not in Jeremiah, anyway.
Correct.
So,
yeah. So,
okay.
I guess somebody's idols are getting smashed.
Sure. I mean, that's always happening in the Bible and the Old Testament because they don't like idols or whatever.
Right. For out of the north, a nation comes up against her, which shall make her land desolate. And no one shall dwell therein. They shall move. They shall depart, both man and beast. In those days and in that time, says the Lord, the children of Israel shall come. Yeah, they will. They and the children of Judah together. With continual weeping, they shall come.
Oh, so this is the destruction of Israel, not the destruction of Babylon. This is just talking about the Babylonian.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Here.
It's concerning Babylon.
Yeah.
So I just took that to mean Babylon gonna get it.
Right.
But no, you're right. Okay.
Sorry, so. It threw me off. I figured maybe we were talking about God getting his vengeance on for Babylon or something.
But no, that was different.
That's not it, though.
That's not it. Yeah. He's hating on Israel again.
Yeah.
They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces toward it, saying, come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that will not be forgotten.
Is that what they're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place.
I do feel like this was written in maybe the same time frame as Jeremiah was. Mm-hmm. Like the wording in this one does feel familiar.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Not only that, but I like that God is like, oh, my people were led astray, but I hate them anyways.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like he's like, I totally admit that you had shitty leaders, but I'm still going to hold you responsible for that.
Yeah. Like, it's like the boss that never tells you how to do anything, but then they still yell at you over shit you're doing wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
All who found them have devoured them. And their adversaries said, we have not offended because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, the Lord, the hope of their fathers.
That's what conquerors do, right? Mm-hmm. They come in and they're like, your God doesn't like you, so we haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah, it's not our fault. You suck. Yeah,
right.
Move from the midst of Babylon. Go out of the land of the Chaldeans and be like the rams before the flocks. For behold,
okay,
I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations from the north country.
Oh, so now Babylon is getting their comeuppance.
Huh? There we go. Yeah. And they shall array themselves against her. From there she shall be captured.
What wasn't Babylon from the north also?
Mm-hmm.
Like they kept coming from the north. These must be further from the north.
I guess.
Or maybe like part of the Babylonians left and took over this area, and then the rest of the Babylonians were like, they're not doing the best job down there. Let's go take them over.
Sure.
So maybe it was like the Babylonians fighting the Babylonians.
I couldn't tell you.
Somebody from the north, though.
Sure.
Yeah. Santa Claus, maybe?
That's a bit too north. Their arrows shall be like those of an expert warrior. None shall return in vain. And Chaldea shall become plunder. All who plunder her shall be satisfied, says the Lord, because you were glad, because you rejoiced, you destroyers of my heritage, because you have grown fat like a heifer threshing grain, and you bellow like bulls, your mother shall be deeply ashamed. I am always ashamed when my child bellows like a bull.
Yeah, no.
She who bore you shall be ashamed. Behold, the least of the nations shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert.
Okay.
Because of the wrath of the Lord, she shall not be inhabited, but she shall be wholly desolate. Everyone who goes by Babylon shall be horrified and hiss.
Man, it's like he's
at
not,
all her plagues.
I don't think he's going to leave anywhere untouched. Like, it feels like the whole world is going to be, you know,
just in the Middle East, anyway.
And barren and desolate.
Mm-hmm. Just in the Middle East.
I guess. Yeah.
Put yourselves in array against Babylon all around, all you who bend the bow. Shoot at her. Spare no arrows, for she has sinned against the Lord. Shout against her all around. She has given her hand. Her foundations have fallen. Her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of the Lord.
God,
uh-huh,
in the Bible used the Babylonians as a tool to do his bidding, according to the Bible, to destroy his people, the Israelites, who he was pissed off at.
And now he's like, how dare you destroy my people?
Right. No, I mean, it's kind of bullshit.
It's straight up bullshit.
Yeah.
Take vengeance on her. As she has done, so do to her. Damn.
Okay.
Cut off the sower from Babylon and him who handles the sickle at harvest time. For fear of the oppressing sword, everyone shall turn to his own people and everyone shall flee to his own land. Israel is like scattered sheep. The lions have driven him away. First, the king of Assyria devoured him. Now, at last, this Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, has broken his bones.
Yeah, and it seems like every time they get, quote-unquote, devoured, God's like, you're going to come back stronger than ever.
Yeah, don't worry about
it. And then they never do.
Right.
Like, okay.
They suck.
Right.
They suck more all the time. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will punish the king of Babylon and his land as I have punished the king of Assyria. But I will bring back Israel to his home, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan. His soul shall be satisfied on Mount Ephraim and Gilead. In those days and in that time, says the Lord, the iniquity of Israel shall be sought, but there shall be none, and the sins of Judah, but they shall not be found. For I will pardon those whom I preserve. That's lucky.
That's nice, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go up against the land of Marathaim, against it, and against the inhabitants of Pekod. Waste and utterly destroy them, says the Lord.
Okay.
And do according to all that I have commanded you. A sound of battle is in the land, and of great destruction. How the hammer of the whole earth has been cut apart and broken. How Babylon has become a desolation among the nations. I have laid a snare for you. You have indeed been trapped, O Babylon, and you were not aware. You have been found and also caught because you have contended against the Lord.
No, they did exactly what he wanted them to do.
But he used them.
Yeah.
Do you ever think
like the stuff that we're reading is just like, it's purely like propaganda?
Well, yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, obviously, there's no TV. You can't share news articles, right? So like, this is just like, if they send these messages off to their foes, they're like, our God's going to destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe since people believe in God back then, mm-hmm. maybe that's a thing that people, you know, got scared about or whatever,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
or made them think twice at the very least, like, well, maybe we shouldn't do it because, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know.
They do say their God is big.
Right, right.
He does have halitosis.
Just in case, maybe we shouldn't attack.
We've heard about his stinky breath.
Right, yeah.
The Lord has opened his armory and has brought out the weapons of his indignation. For this is the work of the Lord God of hosts in the land of the Chaldeans. Come against her from the farthest border. Open her storehouses. Cast her up as heaps of ruins and destroy her utterly. Let nothing of her be left. Slay all her bulls. Let them go down to the slaughter. Woe to them. For their day has come, the time of their punishment.
Seems very wasteful to just destroy all of their livestock. Like, yeah. Why?
Why do the animals always...
Just because you take joy in destroying things?
Right.
Like, that's what it feels like.
It's not nice.
No.
I like animals. Let's just let them live.
Right, yeah.
The voice of those who flee and escape from the land of Babylon declares in Zion the vengeance of the Lord our God, the vengeance of his temple. Call together the archers against Babylon, all you who bend the bow.
Bow?
That's what I said.
No,
the bow.
It's not.
Encamp against it all around. Let none of them escape. Repay her according to her work. According to all she has done, do to her. For she has been proud against the Lord, against the Holy One of Israel.
Mm.
Therefore, her young men, not just one man, all the men,
right.
The young ones,
yeah.
Shall fall in the streets, and all her men of war shall be cut off in that day, says the Lord. Behold, I'm against you, O most haughty ones, says the Lord God of hosts.
Mm. But I have to interrupt here for just a second.
Yeah.
Because I have to say this because it's an ongoing thing with us. This is completely off subject.
Oh, okay.
Our fucking cat.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, my
God. She will wait literally no matter how long we put it off. The second that we hit record, that's when she'll go to the litter box.
And she'll scratch forever and ever,
even though she's not done anything.
No.
And so we're trying to, like, block the sound. And then she goes over and meows real loud and tries to get into all the cabinets merely because we're doing our podcast.
Yeah, it's like a ritual.
Yeah.
Like, and it never happens unless we're doing our podcast.
Seriously. It's the only time.
Right.
So annoying. Okay, sorry. Anyway,
sorry. I had to throw that out there because I just had to go deal with it because we have to open up a cabinet so that she doesn't get in this other thing. And, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We have to allow her. one thing to let her think that she's one.
Yeah.
In order to keep her from the other things.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's so stupid. She has
us trained. We love her, though.
Well, yeah, obviously. That's why we
That's why we do it. Cabinet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anyway, God is going off and he's like, everything sucks and you suck and I'm going to get you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For your day has come, the time that I will punish you.
Mm. Yeah.
The most proud shall stumble and fall, and no one will raise him up. I will kindle a fire in his cities, and it will devour all around him. Boring.
It is. Like, how often do we have to hear this same rhetoric?
Die. Right. Death. I will pound you.
I remember early on when we first started reading about all this death and destruction and vengeance that God was taking upon other people, right? Mm-hmm. And it used to be a little bit disturbing how disturbing it was.
Right.
Right? It used to be a little bit shocking.
I didn't realize God was so what's the word? He's so violent.
Violent and petty and
mean, cruel. Yeah.
But it's almost numbing at this point how crappy this God is.
He's never kind.
No.
And if he does a nice thing, it's never out of kindness. It's always there will be strings attached. And
right, right.
I do expect you to suck my dick for the ages.
Well, and he loves to create, we had all these covenants way back when, too, mm-hmm. where we make these, multi-generational deals with God, right, mm-hmm. that we're expected to hold our end of the bargain up for all time.
Yeah.
And God, meanwhile, sees us fuck up once and he's fuck you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to hold 10 generations responsible and then you can maybe get back in my good graces, but only briefly because then I'll probably want to kill you again soon after that. So,
right.
He's so
mean and short-sighted and just small and petty.
Not a very good God.
Not a very good God. To be perfectly honest
with you, yeah.
I think this God has no leadership skills.
None.
Honestly.
None whatsoever.
Some of your shitty bosses have had better leadership skills.
And yeah.
That makes me laugh because they were not good.
Right. Yeah.
So that's not a compliment to God. Thus, says the Lord of hosts, the children of Israel were oppressed along with the children of Judah. All who took them captive have held them fast. They have refused to let them go. That is what the word captive means. Mm-hmm. I'm glad God knows this.
Right, yeah.
Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name.
In case we forgot.
It's like God's walking around going, hey, have you heard about this really cool guy? His name is God. He's so cool. Have you heard about him?
Oh,
it's me.
And you would think that if he was as powerful a being as he claims he is, mm-hmm. there would be no need to mention your name as often as he does mm-hmm. to start a sentence, you know? Like every fucking sentence he starts, me, the Lord of hosts, the God of gods, the whatever the fuck I am.
I'm the best and the bestest and the best.
Like, okay, dude, we get it.
Yes, you have a big dick. You're the winner. He will thoroughly plead their case, he being me, because I'm awesome.
Yeah.
That he may give rest to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon.
Now, keep in mind, we did say Jeremiah's name at the beginning of this chapter, so it could be Jeremiah relaying this message here. So.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to give some credit to, the possible way that it's being said.
The whole thing is stupid and I hate it.
I know.
That's all.
Yeah.
A sword is against the Chaldeans, says the Lord, against the inhabitants of Babylon and against her princes and her wise men. A sword is against the soothsayers and they will be fools. Mm. A sword is against her mighty men and they will be dismayed.
Okay.
A sword is against their horses, against their chariots, and against all the mixed peoples who are in her midst. They will become like women.
Oh my God.
You know how women be. You don't want to be like women. Cool. A sword is against her treasures, and they will be robbed. Oh no.
Okay.
A drought is against her waters, and they will be dried up. Because that's what drought means.
Right.
For it is the land of carved images, and they are insane with their idols. It sounds like you are insane with jealousy.
Yeah.
Therefore, the wild desert beasts shall dwell there with the jackals, and the ostriches shall dwell in it.
Who, ostriches? I think that's the first time they mentioned them.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a Bible creature.
Right, yeah. Neat. We should keep track, like a tally of all the different animals they mentioned.
Right?
Yeah. I know there's some weird ones that are still coming up, so.
I kind of like the ostrich because their legs are stupid.
Right, yeah.
It shall be inhabited no more forever, nor shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation. I think people live there today. As God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah and their neighbors, says the Lord. Remember that land?
I do.
Remember it?
I do.
We just talked about it again.
We did. Yeah.
I mispronounced it.
Yes.
Sodom instead of Sodom. So no one shall reside there, nor son of man dwell in it. Behold, a people shall come from the north, and a great nation, and many kings shall be raised up from the ends of the earth. They shall hold. They shall hold the bow or bow.
Yes, the bow.
The bow. They shall hold. I'm having a dyslexia or something moment where I'm like, what is word?
You shoot a bow. A ship has a bow.
Okay.
I don't know how else to help you with that one.
But also a tree has a bow. And when the bow breaks,
the baby falls down.
Which I never understood that song. Why would you put a baby in a tree?
Because it's like the original, you know how they have those machines that rock your baby for you? You know? If you find the right branch and the wind's blowing just right, you could have it's like a rocking machine.
Only natural, you know? I'm gonna say no. I would never put my baby in a tree.
But you never had to live 2,000 years ago.
I would not put my baby in a tree.
I'm just saying, you can't know until you're in that place and that time. You just don't know how things are back then. And how the world is and how things happen. So,
okay, you're right.
I'm just saying.
I probably would put my baby in a tree and the bough would probably break. And
right.
The baby probably would fall, cradle and all.
Yeah. That's probably what will happen.
Anyway, they shall hold the bow.
I mean, they did write a whole song about it, so.
They did.
So it had to have been a thing.
And the lance.
Yeah.
The bow and kinda the
like,
lance.
Kind of like that's why God's real, because they wrote a whole book about him, right?
Therefore, it must be real. They are cruel and shall not show mercy. Their voice shall roar like the sea. They shall ride on horses.
These random northern people that are going to take over things from that. Okay.
Set in array like a man for the battle against you, O daughter of Babylon. Fucking Babylon.
Right.
The king of Babylon has heard the report about them, and his hands grow feeble. Look at those feeble hands. Kind of like Trump hands. You don't want feeble Trump hands.
Right, right.
Anguish has taken hold of him. Pangs as of?
As of a woman in labor.
A childbirth, yes.
Childbirth,
yes.
Sorry, yeah.
Yes, that is. They use them interchangeably.
Right,
so
yeah.
So you never know which one they're going to say.
Yeah.
But yes, that woman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the flood plain.
Holy shit.
Sorry. I'm having a hard time with words. All the letters
we're going to have to start writing out your words phonetically for you or something.
Stop. You're being so mean. I still read better than you do.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I can't read out loud very well at all.
No. You cannot.
I can read just fine.
No, but, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Out loud is a whole other thing.
It's a whole different barrel of monkeys.
And if you dig deep enough, you can find an instance of that in our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to give any other hints to that, but it does exist.
It wasn't that long ago.
It was. It was a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it was terrible.
It was bad.
It was.
All right.
But we left it up because, you know, that's how we do things.
That's how we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We leave the bad up with the good.
Yeah. So that you see us for all of our sucky and authenticity.
And mostly just mediocre, you know, right on through.
Yeah, mostly mediocre. You
know? Like, we do mediocre real fucking well. We're like the best mediocre fuckers on the planet.
what's a mediocre fucker?
Us, apparently. I don't know.
Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the floodplain of the Jordan against the dwelling place of the strong. But I will make them suddenly run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? Huh? Who's like me?
I don't know.
Who will arraign me?
I don't know.
I mean, who could arraign God, right?
Right.
And who is that shepherd who will withstand me? I'm awesome.
He's always alluded to like the line of David, so I'm assuming that we're gonna get back to that at some point.
Probably. He's just like, "What you gonna do about it? Who's gonna stop me?
Right?
I'm the biggest, baddest badass.
Yeah.
Therefore, hear the counsel of the Lord that He has taken against Babylon and His purposes that He has proposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely He will make their dwelling place desolate with them. Don't call me surely." At the noise of the taking of Babylon, the earth trembles, and the cry is heard among the nations. The end.
Okay. All right.
You heard it here first.
So some random northern tribe is gonna take over Babylon at some point, probably 70 years down the road, because that's what they told us earlier, is that it's going to be 70 years of captivity at least. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a while. But okay. That's apparently going to happen. I mean, according to the Bible.
Did it happen?
I have no idea. Hey, you know what? Furthermore, I don't really give a shit.
No, I don't either.
If it did happen, like it's saying it happened, I almost have to believe that this was like written post that happening. Because whatever. It's just this whole thing's silly.
It's so silly.
Yeah.
It just strikes me as, why are we doing this again?
You know what? We started off Jeremiah with hope. Like it started off with some good.
There was some good writing, story.
You know, it was a good story, and then it just kept repeating itself, and then they tacked on these like 10 chapters at the end that are just trash.
Just utter trash.
I mean, they're bad.
But you know what? This chapter, as much as it sucks, this book, I should say, as much as it sucks, is still better than Isaiah was.
Yeah.
And that's saying something, because Isaiah really sucks.
It's definitely losing some traction for me here in this last bit.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not feeling this at all.
Yeah. You came in like a lion and went out like a lamb.
Yeah.
Is that
right?
How they do that?
Right. Yeah, you come in. I mean, you can go either way. So March either comes in with like a lion and out like a lamb, or in like a lamb and out like a lion.
Oh, it's both ways.
Yeah. If it comes in the one way, it's going to go out the other way.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Right.
I thought
it's interchangeable.
I didn't know that.
It is. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So anyway, that was Jeremiah chapter 50.
Sure as fuck was.
Which, this week is a little weird because we won't be back tomorrow.
Right.
And then we will probably be back on Sunday with a
Patreon.
Right. And then on Monday, we will be back with
Jeremiah chapter 51.
And then after that, we already talked about it earlier in the podcast, but we're going to wrap up all of our slew of the end of Jeremiah shit. So
yes.
That will all be happening the rest of next week.
The slew of shit.
The slew of shit. Yes.
Yes.
From your mediocre podcasters.
Yeah. That's goddamn mediocre.
But we love you. You guys are above mediocre fans. You're excellent.
That is true.
You're excellent.
That fans. Is true, because you listen to us be mediocre, and for some reason you enjoy it? Question mark?
We certainly enjoy being here.
That is true.
We're just happy that anybody else enjoys being here with us. So.
That is true.
So thanks for joining us. We will be back on Sunday if you're a patron. And if you're not, you can go sign up for free for a week-long trial at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse right now. Mm-hmm. And you'll be able to catch this week's Patreon as part of your trial membership.
And I think we were considering, this isn't written in stone, but I think we were considering talking about all the war stuff that's happening with
possibly. That's one of the Iran things that we're tossing around at the moment.
And
so
Israel and stuff.
Like, we just had news break tonight. So like if anybody doesn't know, Israel did decide to strike back. So I don't know what tomorrow brings. We're recording this on
Thursday night,
which is when it happened. And
we're talking about what are we going to do on Sunday.
Right. Yeah. So who knows where the world is at this moment when you're listening to it.
True. True.
We hope everything is well still.
Yes. Indeed we do.
But anyway, that being said, this was Jeremiah chapter 50. And we are done for today.
We are. Have a good weekend, guys.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.